It's Katie with the wonderful Ed Clark, who is the general manager and president of the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Ed, I always love talking to you, but especially as race weekend is coming up, it's changed this year, the date.
It has. We're only a few weeks away. We'll be running February 27th through March 1st. All three of NASCAR's touring series will be here competing. We'll do our Drive Sober Georgia qualifying night on Friday. Saturday's a great day. We've got two qualifying sessions for the Xfinity and Camping World Truck Series. We've got our final Sprint Cup practice. And then we've got a doubleheader race, something we haven't done in the past. The first event will be the Hisense 250 for the Xfinity Series, formerly the NASCAR Nationwide Series. And then after that, we'll run a 200-mile event for the Camping World Truck Series. So quite a full day. And, of course, on Sunday, we close it all out with the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a great weekend. Now, how is it going to be being a little bit cooler, I guess? I think this will be nice. Then what do you think about the weather for March? Do we have any idea?
Well, the average temperature for that day is 62 degrees. So it should be a mild, very comfortable day, very comfortable weekend. You know, we've got more time on the track throughout that weekend than we've had for a race weekend in probably 7 or 8 years. So we'll have lots of cars on the track, a lot of time for the fans who are here. But, you know, we're switching back to a daytime race. It changes a lot of things. It'll be cooler. The speeds will be faster than they would be in the Labor Day when we've run in the past. So that brings a little added excitement. How fast we'll go, nobody knows. We've got a new rules package this year. And we're going to do a four-hour test on Thursday. It'll be the real first opportunity for the teams to get out on the track together with this new rules package. And I guess we'll find out how fast the speeds will be then. But I think our race will be a great indicator of what we're going to see race in and race out throughout the season. Daytona's kind of a different thing. That's the week before. But when they roll in here to Atlanta, they're going to find out about this new intermediate rules package.
You know what? I know Atlanta Motor Speedway is a favorite for many of the drivers. What about Jeff Gordon? This is going to be the last time he races at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Tell me a little bit about your history with him.
Well, it's going to be bittersweet for us and for Jeff, I'm sure. You know, it was here in a Nationwide Series, Xfinity Series race back in March of 1992 when Rick Hendrick saw this kid out there driving a car sideways, smoke off the tires, said he'd never finished the race. He ended up winning that day, caught Rick's attention, and that fall, Jeff ran his very first NASCAR Sprint Cup race here, and now about 800 races later, he'll be rolling in here to run at Atlanta Motor Speedway his very last time. A lot of great memories for Jeff here. All four of his NASCAR Sprint Cup championships were clinched here at Atlanta Motor Speedway and celebrated, and five wins throughout the years. And I'm really proud of Jeff. He's going out while he's on top, while he can still win races, while he can still win championships. As a matter of fact, he said he didn't want a rocking chair tour this year. He wants to go out and focus on winning and racing, and he'll come back in 2016 and celebrate all that he's done. But this year, he just wants to focus on racing, and that says a lot about Jeff Gordon, the true competitor that he is.
It sure does. And then what about Jimmy Johnson? I love this. We're giving this away this week, the AMS ticket package, where you get to actually have a question and answer session with Jimmy Johnson.
That's right. You can go online to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com and find out about all of our packages, all of our schedule, and all the details of our events. But we're doing a special thing with Jimmy. There's a NASA learning element to it. They want kids to participate in this, and you can get the details online. But, you know, Jimmy's a true champion, and he's found a way to kind of create a niche with the kids and bring a little added interest to the weekend. Of course, you can still purchase camping here. You can purchase pre-race pit passes that allow you to go down in the pit area before the race, see the cars up close, see the Cole Swindell pre-race concert, see the driver introductions, then go back to your seat and watch a great race. We just believe in enhancing the experience and giving fans an opportunity to get a little bit closer to the action, and that's an opportunity to do that. But you can go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com, purchase tickets, find out event details, and get all the information right there.
And Ed, I know you've got some special deals for kids.
We do, Katie. On Friday and Saturday for those activities, young adults 17 and younger get in free with a paid adult. So we want families to come out and enjoy these events. And also for Sunday's Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500, kids are half price and all the grandstand seating as well. So we want families to come out. We want them to enjoy these events. We want to build fans of the future. And this is a program we put in place to do that.
Ah, that's wonderful. And I am very excited. Since I was there last broadcasting live, you have renamed the broadcast booth the Mark Marcy Scott Media Center. My dear friend Marcy, who passed away, gosh, a year and a half ago. And I'm so excited to be there broadcasting live with you on February 27th on that Friday morning.
Well, we'll look forward to having you there. No better place than the Media Center named after your friend and mine, Marcy Scott. We certainly miss her presence here at our events, and she's with us even though she's not here, and that's Absolutely. One way we can always remember her.
Absolutely. I just love you guys. I'm so looking forward to seeing you in just a few weeks, Ed. Thank you for being here with us, as always.
Always fun, Katie. Going to have a big time here in about 3 weeks, and we all are looking forward to it and counting down the days.
Yay!